over the last 6 months, sales of scratch cards and national lottery tickets have increased by 181 million quid. More than ever, and especially within the current financial climate, people are turning to gambling to raise much-needed extra cash, with online gaming in particular becoming increasingly popular. Patrick Duffy's an expert on online gambling. Hello, Patrick.
Good morning, Ed.
Why are we turning to gambling? Are times really that desperate that we're willing to take risks?
Well, gambling, and particularly online gambling, is something you can do from home. And oftentimes it's for a fairly small stake. You should get a reasonable return and the chance of winning something fairly big.
Just how popular then is online gambling? Do we have any idea how many gambling websites there are and how many people use them?
Well, I tend to concentrate on bingo in the main, and there are some 243 bingo websites directed at the UK.
Good heavens. Do we know, well, I mean, you've told us, 243 from the UK, and of course there's all the stuff coming out from abroad as well.
No, these are 243 pointed at the UK.
Oh, yeah.
There is only one website, bingobritain.com, that is actually registered in the UK.
So how do you play? How do you take part? How do you join in?
Well, you just simply, you can Google bingo, or you can just say, put bingobritain.com in, www. And up it comes. And you can just join, log in, and you're there. Register your credit, debit card details, and you're ready to go.
Now, as if gambling wasn't risky enough, it seems people are playing on rogue websites as well, and that's causing misery.
Well, the problem is that Britain set itself up with the 2005 Act to become the jurisdiction where online gaming could be regulated. In actual fact, they left a loophole where they created white jurisdictions, and in actual fact, many people from outside the UK can claim to be the UK, but in actual fact, the Gambling Commission, which is based in Birmingham, as you know, is unable to regulate them.
How can you tell if a site is rogue or not?
Well, it's not a matter of being rogue. It's a matter of whether a site is truly regulated. And if you look at the About Us or Contact Us, you will find that every site will say where it's registered. If you cannot find a registration, then you've got a serious problem. But if it's not registered in mainland UK, and I'm talking England, Scotland, Wales, Northern Ireland here, then it is not regulated by the UK Gambling Commission.
Is there any kind of responsibility taken by the gambling websites to monitor people's spending and tell them if enough, that enough's enough?
Well, the responsibility, once you have a UK licence granted by the Gambling Commission, the responsibility is put on the company to look out for and to regulate and make sure that the site does properly monitor for problem gambling. The unfortunate thing is that if they're not here in the UK, although many jurisdictions will say that websites should do this, it is then how it is enforced. We know it is enforced here with the Gambling Commission. Outside of mainland UK, there is no way of knowing how forcefully it is enforced.
Is there a website where we can get more information or maybe guidance?
Yes, I recommend that everybody should go to www.gamblingcommission.org.uk. There you will see whether your website is registered in the UK. If it's not in the UK, it's entirely down to the individual, but you're not covered by any regulation from this country.
So your own personal advice to yourself would be don't touch it?
I would say, and especially in the present economic climate, even from the banking sector, if it's not on mainland UK, don't go there.
Thanks, Patrick. Good talking to you, and I appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you, Ed.
13 and a half after 10 o'clock. I'd like to bring in Liz Carter.
Thanks, Patrick. Cheerio.
From GameCare.
Thank you.